The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
Sabai Jieja.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program. SafariKidCA.com. And don't forget to like the Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook. I hope a lot of you saw the bonus question on Facebook today and tried your hand at it. And please do like us on Facebook, because that's a great way for us to know that the show is popular and we can keep doing it. All right, so now a note about our sponsors, without whom we wouldn't be able to give out the amazing prizes we do to the kids in the studio and our listeners at home. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA, a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having 3 offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. If you need accounting, payroll, corporate, partnership tax preparation or individual tax preparation, contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. So I hope some of you have taken him up on the offer and checked out the services that company offers. The Safari Quiz Show is also sponsored by Anil Ratnani of New York Life. If you're a parent like me, planning for your child's higher education is a big priority. Don't think that you know you have all the answers. Do check out, do have a conversation with Anil, and he can provide you with creative ideas and strategies to use both financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Call Anil at 408-634-5020 to learn more. Or visit anilratnani.com, A-N-I-L-R-A-T-N-A-N-I. We are glad to announce that we have a new sponsor as well today. That's Tinker, T-Y-N-K-E-R. Tinker is a great way to introduce computer programming to really young kids as well, and helps them learn while having fun making games and solving puzzles. Do check out their summer camps. You'll hear more information about Tinker in the ad during the break, but you can always log on to tynker.com, tinker.com. That's Tinker with a Y. Okay, time to meet our contestants in the studio. Our first contestant is a new contestant. Welcome to the show, Tejal. Say hi.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What school you go to?
I'm 8 years old and I go to Our Lady of Guadalupe School.
Where is it? Which city?
In Fremont.
Oh, in Fremont. And are you in second grade?
Yes.
It's a second grader show. Tejal is from second grade. So, Tejal, what do you like to do for fun?
Play soccer.
Oh, what's your team?
We don't really have a team. We just play for fun.
You just play for fun? You have a lot of friends who like to play soccer, too?
Yes.
My daughter is at a soccer match right now. Yeah? It's a fun game. It's a fun game to play. It's a fun game to watch. Welcome to the show, Tejal. Our next contestant is Atmi. Welcome to the show, Atmi.
Hello, my name is Atmi, and I'm 8 years old, and I go to Parkmont, and...
What do you do for fun?
I just sometimes do jump rope.
You like jump roping?
Yeah.
Do you do it with your friends? Do you do double dutch and all kinds of complicated things?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's great exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so we have jump roping Atmi today. And our third contestant is a returning contestant, Dia. Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm Dia. I'm 8 years old. I go to Ardenwood Elementary School.
What, in second grade? Who's your teacher?
Miss Nishimori.
Oh, she's nice. Do you like her?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So she's almost, you're almost done. Are you all going to be going to third grade in the fall?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So this year, did you have your tests done already?
Yes.
Yeah. So now it's all free time till school ends.
Well, not exactly next week, actually.
Next week? Oh.
Not for me.
Not for you? How come?
I don't know when it's going to be, but they said like almost at the end of March or something.
March is done. April is done.
I mean,
end of May? End of May. Okay. But I hope that you can think of this as fun and not more learning. All right. Mm-hmm. So let me explain the rules one more time, because we have a couple of new contestants. Yeah, everybody has a buzzer. We've been practicing before the show, so they know how to use it. The person who buzzes gets to answer first. But if they can't answer, the other people don't have to buzz. It is going to pass. The question is going to pass in a clockwise direction, anti-clockwise direction. So after Dia will be Tejal, after Tejal, and so on, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you buzz and get the answer right, you get 10 points. If you buzz and get the answer wrong or you don't know the answer, you get -5. But if you have not buzzed and the question just comes as a passed question to you, you can just say pass if you don't know the answer, and there is no penalty for passing. But if you answer and you get it wrong, you still get -5. Fair enough? Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to our first category. animals beginning with the letter L. Ready? Let's do a buzzer check. We always do a buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzer is working. Tejal, what about you, Atmi? And Dia. Yes, all the buzzers are working and we begin our category, animals beginning with an L. This animal is called the king of the jungle.
Lion.
Lion is right. 10 points to Atmi. This animal is found in places like Tibet and looks like a camel with a long neck.
Lamb.
No, that is not correct. Minus five, you owe me. Question passes to Atmi.
Pass.
Question passes to Dia.
Pass.
A llama.
Oh.
Llama. Is your mama a llama? Did you guys read the book? It's really funny. Okay.
No, I didn't.
Question number three. This one can be found sticking to the walls in India.
Lizard.
You know that one. Is it scary?
No.
Or is it cute?
It's a little cute.
It's a little cute. Okay. Question number four. This is a carnivore which has spots. A carnivore animal about the size of a cheetah and has spots.
Leopard.
Very good. 10 points to Dia. This is a cute red bug with black spots.
Ladybug.
10 points to Dia again. This is an animal from Madagascar that likes to sing, I like to move it.
Lion?
No, that's not correct. You owe me minus 10 now. Whoop, you owe me 10 points. And the question passes to Atmi.
Pass.
Some of them have rings on their tails. No. It's a lemur. You guys didn't see Madagascar?
No.
I like to move it. Okay. Question number 7. Large crustaceans similar to shrimps and crabs.
Lobster.
But you owe me 10 points, so you're down to 0 now. Question number 8. This beautiful fish has poisonous spikes. It's a fish which has these beautiful spiky things coming out from its body.
Lionfish.
You get 10 points and you're on the board. Very good. Okay, question number 9. This monkey is often found near some Indian temples.
I know what it's called, but I forgot. My guy was telling me that I forgot.
This monkey is often found near some Indian temples. No.
If you're
going to guess, then you have to buzz. But you know, once you've said pass, I can allow you to guess, but no points. Yeah, nobody? Okay, now do you want to take a guess?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What is it?
No points.
Minus
I
or plus.
I think it's Hanuman, because I don't know.
It's called the Hanuman monkey, but it's an L. Remember, with animals beginning with an L.
I think my dad was saying looster or something like that.
Langur.
Langur. Yeah, he was saying something like
that. Langur.
I know it had an O in it.
Yes, it does have an O in it. Okay, and last question for our first category, animals beginning with an L. This bird has a very melodious song. It's also used a lot for naming streets, by the way. I have a street named that very close to my house.
Hello?
This bird has a very melodious song.
Hello? Who's this?
Go for it.
Ladybird?
No, it's a lark. So you owe me 5 points. It's a lark. All right, we come to the end of our first category, animals beginning with an L. So now it's time for our listeners to join in and see and try their luck. 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And we're still talking about the category, animals beginning with an L. This little colorful bird is a kind of parrot. And yes, kids in the studio, you may know this, but you cannot answer. Oh, all right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? This little colorful bird is a kind of parrot. It seems to have... Oh, there we go. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is lovebird.
Lovebird? Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, my name is Shane, and my answer is turkey.
Turkey? Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
What's the question?
The question is, a bird like a parrot, animal in the category animals beginning with an L, a colorful bird that's in the parrot family.
I think the answer is a lovebird.
A lovebird? Who is this? Is this Pooja?
Yeah.
Hi, Pooja. Well, thank you for your answer. Let's move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is a lovebird.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti.
Yes, Istuti.
And the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Istuti. And last caller for the first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is lovebird.
Thank you, Akshay. Akshay was the last caller for our question number one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Safari Jieja.
Quiz
Show! Jieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. I'm here with second graders Tejal, Atmi and Dia. But before we see how they're doing in the studio, let's see who was the winner of the first listener question. The question was, a small colorful bird that belongs to the parrot family, and everybody answered lovebird. That was not the answer I was looking for, but you were correct, because in the 4 minutes of the break, I had to quickly look up and see if lovebird was an appropriate answer. It was. The answer I was looking for was lorikeet, but we will take lovebird as a correct answer. And from all the correct answers, it was Dia's turn to pick the winner. She's going to announce it now.
And the winner is Nikhil.
Nikhil. All right. Congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's not kid show, but quiz show. It's all one word, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that's the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show. The girls are just realizing that it makes a lot of sense to be a participant on the show, because even if you just, you get a prize for showing up. So instead of trying your luck on the phone, which we always want you to do, if you feel like you need to be participating on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Meanwhile, Nikhil, don't forget to mention the question and answer. And please, please, please write to us today. Please email us today so that Miss Anu can get you a prize as soon as possible. Okay, so it's time to see how the kids in the studio are doing. First up is Tejal. How many points, Tejal?
10.
10 points. Very good. What about you, Atmi?
20.
20 points. And we have Dia.
15.
15 points. All right. This is really close. It's practically equal. So we have two more rounds with 20 questions each. So I'm sure that they will have a lot of fun with those questions. And girls, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So this category is family relationships. Okay. Ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Tejal? Yes, all buzzers are working. We're going on with family relationships. First question. The hen is this to a brood of chickens. What is she to a brood of chickens?
A mother.
Mother. Very good. That's all I'm looking for. 10 points to Atmi. Okay. Carefully listen, okay? Because this time I'm only going to say it one... No, I'll say it more than one time. Your mother's sister's daughter is her... Your mother's sister's daughter is her...
Is your mom's... Niece?
Niece. Very good. 10 points to Dia. Okay. Next one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's mom is your mom's... Your dad's mom is your mom's...
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Very good. 10 points again to Dia. Yes, it takes a little bit of thinking. Okay. Question number 4. If your parents had another child who was their son, he would be your...
Brother.
Brother. Very good. 10 points to Tejal. Okay. Your dad's father's brother is your...
Uncle.
No, that is not correct. -5 from you. Question passes to Tejal. Your dad's father's brother is your...
Oh.
Oh, yes. Dia just realized she missed one generation in there.
Your uncle?
She just said that. -5. That is not correct. That was Tejal. Question passes to Atmi.
Pass.
Is your grand uncle. Oh. Is your grand uncle. Uncle is your dad's brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Your mom's sister is your... Your mom's... Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Ah, you can't pass. You have 5 seconds. Guess. Your mom's sister is your... Ah, too late. Mom? -5. Question passes to Tejal. Your mom's sister is your...
Is... Pass. Pass. Pass.
Aunt!
Yeah!
Then why didn't you say so? Well, your mom's sister is your aunt.
Wait, what did I... Yeah, I was saying aunt.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. Question number 7. Whose day do we celebrate in June? In May? Well, no, in June. Whose day do we celebrate in June? Whose day do we celebrate in June? Ooh, I'm sorry, was somebody trying to buzz? Okay, no. Okay. Whose day do we celebrate in June? No? Okay,
no.
In May we celebrate Mother's Day. In June we celebrate...
Father's Day.
Father's Day. Very good. 10 points.
Yes.
Question number 8. Who did the big bad wolf pretend to be in the story of Red Riding Hood?
Grandmother.
Grandmother. Very good. 10 points. Question number 9. Big clocks are called this kind of clock.
Grandfather.
Grandfather. That was Dia. Very good. And last question. Your dad's sister's kid is your...
Cousin?
Cousin. Very good. 10 points. All right. So now it's time for our listener question. Time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. It's in the category family relationships. And I'm going to give you a riddle that you have to solve. Okay. The riddle goes like this. Brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. So who is this man? Brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. Obviously, everybody's going to get it, but who are the first 10 people who are going to get it? Let's go to our first caller. Let's see if that person is still on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. It's taking people a minute to think. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Fatik and the answer is your stepbrother.
Brothers and sisters, I have none. Remember the I in this, who's this, by the way?
Satvik.
Satvik. Thank you, Satvik. Before we go to the next call, I just want to mention, it's just a riddle. So it's not I meaning I, it's the I in the riddle. So, brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. So who is this man? That's what I'm asking. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Mm-mm. Wow, everybody's getting stymied by this. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is me.
Yeah, the answer is me, okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is my son.
Thank you, Pooja. Pooja thinks it's her son, it's the person's son, and Arun thinks it's the person himself. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, yes, go ahead.
My name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is your uncle.
Okay, thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is myself.
Yourself? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay. And I think the answer is myself.
Okay. Let's go to the next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Sabina. I think the answer is myself.
Myself, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Pretty much. It's my child.
It's your child. Who's this?
Shankari, it's my child.
And your name is Shankari?
Shankari.
Shankari? Okay, thank you, Shankari. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is the sun.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bardhan, and the answer is myself.
Yourself? Who's this?
Myself.
Bardhan.
Bardhan.
Did you say my son or myself?
Myself.
Spell it.
I.
Your I. Okay. Myself. Okay. Got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is person himself.
Okay, thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is your stepfather.
Shruti's stepfather, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Swati, and I think the answer is my son.
Thank you, Swati. And let's take a couple more calls. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tanisha, and the answer is I.
Okay, Tanisha says myself. All right. And last caller. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is yourself.
Okay, Madhav was the last caller for this riddle, which puzzles so many people, and we got so many different answers. Those are the kind of answers I like. But we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to find out what the correct answer is and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Safari Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're already done with two categories. This is your host Vidya here with Tejal, Atmi and Dia, and a lot of confused listeners, because now I'm going to explain the answer to our riddle before we went on break. The question was in the family relationships category. It was a riddle. It went like this. Brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. So the way to explain this is, first, you understand who this man's father is. This man's father is me, because it is my father's son. This man's father is my father's son. And since I don't have any brothers and sisters, this man's father is me. Therefore, this man is my son. This man is my son, not myself. I hope everybody got it. And if they didn't, mummy, daddies, you have to explain it to them. So we got very few correct answers. And from the correct answers, Atmi has picked the winner. Atmi, why don't you announce the winner of the listener question number 2?
The winner for the listener question is
Nikhil. Nikhil again. All right. Yes, that happens sometimes, especially when we have so few correct answers. Nikhil, congratulations for figuring it out that, yes, the answer was my son, not myself. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And if you're listening and wondering why don't I participate on the show, that's the email to reach out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the show, any feedback or any category suggestions, please also write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. First on Tejal. How many points do you have?
I have 25 points.
25 points. And what about Atmi?
50.
And what about Dia?
35.
Oh my God, this is still anybody's game. Are you ready for the next category?
Yes.
Where it is called, this category is called Parts of a House. Parts of a House. Yes, we're going to do a buzzer check. Thank you for reminding me. Let's go. Tejal, yes. Atmi, Dia. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. It's a really close game. So we are going to get started right away. This category is called Parts of a House. Question number one. Where you might find the chimney?
In the top of the house.
Top of the house.
Chimney.
Yes.
Attic.
That is not correct. Minus five. Question passes to Dia.
Pass.
Huh? Really? Tejal?
On the roof.
On the roof. Very good. On the roof.
Would I get 10?
No.
Oh.
A passed question gets 5. And you have to speak into the mic because I think only I heard you. All right. Question number 2. What might have a key to let you in?
Door.
Door. Front door. Very good. 10 points. See, it's that simple. Question number 3. Where you would park the car?
Garage.
Garage. Very good. 10 points. Where you might find the shower? Dia.
Bathroom.
Question number 5. You might be given the punishment of going to this room when you misbehave. Which room is it usually?
Your bedroom.
Your bedroom. Very good. 10 points. Question number 6. Where you might find a microwave? Dia.
Kitchen.
10 points. Ooh, this is going to be close. Question number 7. Outside place where you have summer parties.
Backyard.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 8. The room under your roof where you sometimes store things.
Attic.
Very good. 10 points to Tejal. Question number 9. These usually have panes of glass and screens.
Wait, what's the question?
These usually have panes of glass and screen.
Windows.
Question number 10. What you use to go from the first level of the house to the second level?
Stairs.
10 points. And that, nobody counting right now. Okay, we're going to count during the break and no kuchur puchur because it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's the question in the category Parts of the House. Where you hang your clothes. And yes, shush, I know everybody in the studio knows this. Where you hang your clothes. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is a closet.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is a closet.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is a closet.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a closet.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is closet.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Saumya, and I think the answer is wardrobe. And who won the first listener question?
Nikhil.
I wasn't listening.
Nikhil won the first and second listener question. He was very lucky today. Nikhil is going to have a lot of ice creams. Yes. Let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Satvik, and the answer is in your closet.
Satvik. Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is closet.
Arin, when are we going to see you in the studio?
Very soon. My mom just doesn't know when the first grade is coming.
All right, I look forward to seeing you. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is your closet.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav. The answer is closet.
Thank you, Madhav. Let's take one last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is closet.
Thank you, Shivam. That was the last caller for our last question of the day. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won the last listener question and, of course, who won the contest in the studio. Jieja?
Sawal Kieja!
Jieja?
Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. We've come to the end of the show, or have we? Before we announce the listener question, we're going to see how the kids did in the studio first. So, Tejal, how many points do you have?
50 points.
50 points. That's really good. What about you, Atni?
75.
Atni has 75 points. And what about Dia?
75.
Oh no, we have a tiebreaker. All right. Are you girls ready?
Yes.
This last tiebreaker, sudden death round, is open only to Atmi and Dia. Sorry, Tejal, but you did really well and you'll get a prize too. But we're going to do this question just for them. It's a riddle in the family category.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay. Let me check your buzzers so that I know that both of you are not yours. Yeah,
in just the family category?
In the family relationship category. Okay. Dia, let me check your buzzer. Yes. Okay. Here's the question. Two mothers and two daughters went to a pet store and each bought a cat, but they only bought three cats. How come? Two mothers and two daughters.
Because one was allergic to cats?
No. You know, that's a creative answer, so I won't take any minus points for that. So I'm going to give you some time to think.
So what's the thing?
Two mothers and two daughters went to a pet store. Okay. And each one bought a cat, but they bought only three cats. How come? Yes, go for it.
Because one didn't want one.
No, no, that's not it. And I'm going to excuse you just like I excused. I want a genuine, just like I excused Atme, I want a genuine answer. No.
No.
Oh, no. Neither one of you knows this one?
No, we don't know.
Two mothers and two daughters went to... Okay, then I'll answer this question, but I'll just ask you an easy one so that you do a tie-break. Okay.
What was it? What's the answer?
You want the answer first?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do we have time? Yeah, we do have time. How can I not give the answer to this one? Okay, so the riddle was two mothers and two daughters went to a pet store and each bought a cat.
Yeah.
That's good because it was a mother, a grandma, and the daughter. So the grandma and mom were both mothers.
Yeah.
And the mother and the daughter were both daughters. So two mothers and two daughters. But there were only a mom, grandma, and daughter.
I didn't get it.
Still didn't get it? Okay, we're going to discuss this after the show. I'll explain it properly.
Okay.
But now, here is the sudden death question. One more. Your mother's brother's son is her...
Your mother's...
Brother's son is her...
Is her nephew.
Nephew. And with that, Atmi wins. Yeah. All right. Good job. We're going to... we have to announce our winner now. Tejal is going to do that because she picked the winner of our third listener question. Tejal, who is the winner of our third listener question?
Iknoor.
All right. Iknoor is one of our most loyal listeners, so I'm always happy when he wins. Good job, Iknoor. You know what to do. I don't have to tell you. But for everyone else, safariquizshow@gmail.com is the way to reach us for any reason at all. And I hope some of you will think about coming to the show and participating. We can totally work around your schedule, so do contact us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, we come to the end of the show. Many thanks to our sponsors, Sanjeev Gupta, CPA, Anil Ratnani from New York Life, and Tinker. That's Tinker with a Y. The show was produced by Anu and Michael, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja.
Sabai Kieja!